Page 100. Exercise 2. Things went wrong. Part B. Listen again. Choose the statements you think are probably true. Compare your answers with a partner. Give reasons. 1. Cindy.
You'll probably be surprised to hear what I did. I was on a business trip. The flight was a long one, and when I arrived at my destination, I was eager to get my bags and get to my hotel to relax. Well, you know, they always tell you to be careful to get the right bag, but I was in a hurry. You can guess what happened. My black suitcase looked just like every other one, so I picked up someone else's. I didn't realize my mistake until I got to the hotel. Well, I immediately called the airport, and fortunately, it all worked out. I had to go back to the airport, though, to pick up my suitcase and return the other one. And of course, I also had to apologize. If only I'd checked the name tag more carefully. It's funny, this sort of thing almost never happens to me when I travel.
2. Scott.
This is kind of a funny story. I was in Panama City and had a layover between flights. I'd arrived at about 6 p.m., and my flight out wasn't until about 8:30. Well, my flight was delayed. And delayed. It got really crowded at the departure gate. I was getting tired, and there were so many people around. I hate crowds. So I went to sit away from the departure gate to escape the crowds. I was reading and feeling drowsy. I wish I'd slept on the flight to Panama. Anyway, the next thing I know, I wake up and there's no one around. The crowd is gone. I'd fallen asleep and missed my flight. They must have made lots of announcements, and I missed them all. Boy, did I feel stupid. I had to stay in Panama City overnight and catch a flight out the next morning.